Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. And welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 26th of August. Another record-breaking day in New South Wales, with the state recording 1,029 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night. That brings the state's total number of active, locally acquired cases to 13,101. 61 cases were confirmed to be active in the community during their infectious period, and another 844 cases are under investigation. Three deaths have been reported, three men aged in their 30s, 60s and 80s, all in Western Sydney. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 35 new cases overnight, 24 in Dubbo, 3 in Orange, 2 in Bathurst, 2 in Bourke, 1 in Mudgee, 1 in Forbes and 1 in Wellington. This brings the total number of active cases in the district to 389, 309 of which are in Dubbo. It's also been announced today that the lockdown restrictions have been extended for a further 2 weeks until at least 11:59 p.m. on September 10th. Regarding the extension, State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders has said that it's the people of the Western New South Wales Local Health District that are at the heart of the concern, as cases continue to occur, particularly in Dubbo. Saunders also expressed concern at a second consecutive decrease in daily testing numbers, with just over 4,600 tests taking place on Wednesday, compared to over 6,000 on Tuesday and over 8,000 on Monday. Decreasing test numbers are of particular concern in towns such as Brewarrina and Tamworth, where sewage detection has showed traces of COVID-19 despite no known positive cases in the area. With regards to decreasing test numbers, CEO of the Western New South Wales Local Health District, Scott McLaughlin, has reminded people that a single negative test result does not mean you're free of COVID forever. If you've been tested before but begin to show symptoms, it's important to get tested again, especially given the relatively high number of positive cases known to have been active in the community. For vaccinations, there are still many walk-in clinics running across the district at the moment, with no bookings required. Vaccinations are available to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander residents aged 12 and over. In Brewarrina, there'll be a 3-day clinic running at the Senior Citizens Centre on Sandon Street starting this Friday, August 27th, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m, Saturday, August 28th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, and Sunday, August 29th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Coonamble, there's a pop-up clinic at the Coonamble Bowling Club from today, Thursday, August 26th, until Saturday, August 28th, 11 to 6 p.m. daily, and then again on Sunday, August 29th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Dubbo, at the Dubbo Regional Theatre and Convention Centre on Darling Street, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until Friday, August 27th, with plans to move back to Pioneer Park on Howard Avenue in West Dubbo for the 28th and 29th. In Forbes, a 3-day clinic at the Council Town Hall starting on Saturday, August 28th, Sunday, August 29th, and finishing on Monday, August 30. In Peak Hill, on Friday, August 27th, between 11 and 4 p.m, there'll be a clinic at the Carrington Hotel on Caswell Street, and in Trangie at Memorial Hall on Dandaloo Street, there'll be a clinic on Friday, August 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, and on Saturday, August 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A reminder that all of those clinics are walk-ins, no bookings required, and they will offer repeat clinics in 3 weeks for your second dose. Remember to bring either your Medicare card, an individual health identification number, or a form of legal ID. And there are also vaccinations available in Wellington at the Wellington Aboriginal Corporation Health Service car park behind the main building. However, bookings there are essential. Call 026845 5423. That's 026845 5423. The state's Far West Local Health District recorded 6 new cases overnight, 5 in Wilcannia and 1 in Broken Hill. Vaccinations are available for those in Wilcannia at Wilcannia Town Hall until Friday, August 27th, daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And vaccinations in Broken Hill have been relocated to the Broken Hill Civic Centre, and it's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Bookings are essential, with both AstraZeneca and Pfizer available. And now on to Victoria, where there have been 80 new cases recorded overnight, 41 of which were confirmed to have been infectious in the community. This brings the total number of active cases in the state to 600. Shepparton saw 18 new cases, bringing the total number of active cases in that particular cluster to 67. Victoria's COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymar said in a press conference earlier today that he expects that number to increase. However, he's encouraged by the strong turnout by people in Shepparton for testing, with over 16,000 tests taking place over the past few days. However, the increasing size of the cluster and number of primary close contacts has meant that the number of people forced to isolate is in the tens of thousands, and up to a third of the area's total population. This has seen staffing shortages at supermarkets and subsequent cancellations of both grocery deliveries and click and collect orders. Vaccinations are available in Shepparton to everyone over the age of 16 through Goulburn Valley Health at the McIntosh Centre at Shepparton's showgrounds. They're open Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bookings are essential and can be made over the phone or online. Visit the Goulburn Valley Health Facebook page for further details. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, go to our NITV Radio website.